This is fiddler Fletcher Bright. Together with the Dismembered Tennesseans and the Chattanooga Symphony, he'll be playing a number of patriotic songs he has arranged for the orchestra to play for this year's Independence Day celebration in Coolidge Park on Thursday, July 3rd. The concert starts at 8 o'clock, but the party starts earlier for many people who picnic in the park or begin the evening in the lobby of the Chattanooga Theatre Centre, where they have their Star-Spangled Barbecue Party starting at 5:30. So you can have a picnic.
We are going to have a picnic.
Part of the city's great celebrations for Independence Day, Pops on the River, July 3rd. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, I'm sure. It always is.
Except when it gets rained out. We're really looking forward to this year because...
Last year
the symphony was rained out, so...
But we still have the Star-Spangled Supper. We will picnic, rain or shine, because we have our beautiful lobby that overlooks the river. Air condition, restrooms, barbecue.
All those things. Ice
parking.
Free parking. And with your ticket to the supper, you have guaranteed free parking, which is great to know on a night like
that.
Oh, it's worth the price of the ticket just
it
for
really
the parking.
Is.
How do you guarantee free parking? You must have a capacity on that, right?
We do. And actually, the Chattanooga Theater Center, some people don't know this, but we own that parking lot. So we can kind of say who can park there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of fabulous.
It was a good place to be on a night like that.
It is a great place to be. Mm. Yeah. Best firework.
How do you guarantee a free parking space? Would you have to sign up early or something?
You do. Actually, you have to get your tickets either online or you can call the box office and I'll give you that information. Adult tickets are $50. Kids 12 and under are $10. And that not only includes those creature comforts like air conditioning in the lobby and free parking, but Sugar's Barbecue. So your meal, dessert, drinks, beer, wine, cocktails, all that is included in your ticket price.
And it's a fundraiser for the theater center.
Exactly.
I guess, right?
It's a fundraiser for the theater center, which is wonderful. And we love to do that on this night in particular because we like to hear the CSO do their thing.
Doesn't everybody?
Exactly.
The last time I talked to George, he was telling me about holes in the roof. How are things over there?
Do you know they are patched and it is
beautiful?
Oh,
that's good to hear.
Yes.
That's good to hear.
Yes, we are very
So you won't be rained
out
no matter what?
We will not be. Mm. We will not have drips on our heads. No umbrellas needed inside.
Things are going better for you guys.
They
I
are
hope.
Indeed. They are. You know, we're in the middle of our 90th anniversary, which really blows my mind. 90 years of producing theater consecutively in Chattanooga. Well, I should say with Chattanooga, you know, for the community, with the community, about the community. So that's really exciting.
Well, it's amazing.
It is amazing. It is
you know,
amazing.
Community theater is kind of iffy.
It is
proposition,
very iffy,
right?
With a capital I. And Richard, we've actually talked about this before years ago. I've been in Chattanooga about 8 years, but I moved here from Los Angeles. And when I first came to the theater center, I was blown away by the facility, what it has to offer and what it does in the community. I was literally blown away. It blows away most of the professional theaters that I've had the opportunity to work in around the country. It really does. It's amazing.
You're talking about the facilities.
The facility itself and what we're able to produce.
So, Molly, how's everything at the CSO? It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Well, we had a good year, a better year than last year. We're still, I think, got a ways to go to get back out into the sunlight again altogether, but I think everyone's feeling very optimistic. The year was so much. We had a very large deficit last year, and we were able to cut it in half this year. So we feel very good about that. And all the trends so far for this upcoming season look very good. We've had very strong subscription sales already. And, of course, we don't start our season back again until September. So having Yo-Yo Ma come in October has made a big difference in sales. Right now, the only way to get tickets to that concert is to be a subscriber. So single tickets for all of our concerts, including Yo-Yo Ma, go on sale on July 29th.
Ooh, way to go. That's quite a catch.
Yeah, we were very excited. We've been actually asking for him for years. You have to get on his list. He really doesn't do that many symphony concerts a year because he's so busy doing all the other things he does. So we got lucky. He was going to be in the neighborhood, so he finally said yes to us, too, so we were thrilled.
So what are you going to do for the fourth?
Well, you know, I just don't think it would be the same thing if we didn't play what people are expecting to hear. So, yes, of course, we're going to play Stars and Stripes Forever and the 1812 Overture as part of getting ready for the fireworks. I mean, no one would know when to start the fireworks if we didn't do that. And we'll have our very good friends, Fletcher Bright and the Dismembered Tennesseans, will be with us again. And we just love having them. And, of course, we'll have some Susan marches and opportunities for people to participate, a sing-along. We always do a patriotic sing-along. And we always, of course, do our salute to veterans and active service, active duty service people with our Armed Forces salute. So, you know, it's that gives you a lump in your throat. It's I love to see all the veterans stand up, and of course, especially the older ones, because we're losing so many of that bold generation, the World War II and Korean War folks. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to honor them, and I think it means a lot to everybody there. I look forward to that part every year, and there'll be some surprises too, a few things thrown in for fun.
I guess it comes with its own set of challenges to put a concert on in the park.
Well, you know, we're talking about 65 musicians mm-hmm. or in that neighborhood, so it's a lot of people, and they do have to play under a cover, and there has to be some light so they can see what they're playing, and they all have to be mic'd because in a space that big, unless you're standing right in front of them, you're not going to be able to hear them. And there's, you know, 25 or 30,000 people down there. People are everywhere. So the cost of the event, really, it costs as much or more just to put the staging and the sound system together as it does to pay our professional musicians. So, yeah, it's anytime we play outdoors, which we love to do, it basically doubles the cost to put on a concert.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Well, we wouldn't ever want to not do it. I think it's...
So how do you do it? Who pays for it?
Well, the city of Chattanooga has stepped up in a very big way the last several years, which I think is wonderful and as it should be, because this is our community's mm-hmm. celebration of Independence Day. I don't call it July the 4th because we actually do it on July the 3rd. So we try to call it our Independence Day celebration. And there's a lot of reasons why we do it on July the 3rd. For one thing, there's other celebrations that happen on the 4th. We want people to enjoy their neighborhood and family activities. Also, a lot of our musicians have other gigs on the 4th of July, so we play on the 3rd, and it's worked out very well, except for the years when it, only one year actually, when it poured down rain. Only once in all the years we've been doing it have we had to cancel for rain. And we, you know, it's actually put on by Chattanooga Presents, Carla Pritchard and her wonderful crew, and Carla and the folks at Chattanooga Presents every year come up with other corporate sponsors. And so between what they do and the corporate sponsors that they get and the city, they make it work.
So there's music and fireworks and barbecue on tap for this year's Independence Day celebration in Coolidge Park on Thursday evening. But for both the CSO's Molly Sassy and the Theatre Centre's Kim Jackson, all of that is secondary. For them, the essential creature comforts are what really matter.
I think AC is a big selling point for me and a lot of folks out there. And the restrooms. I have to say the restrooms.
Yes, actual flushable potties at the theater center. This is a good thing. With running water for washing of hands.
But what more would you want for your independence?
Yeah, and here I was thinking the barbecue is the big draw.
But it's the restrooms.
I think it's the free parking and the bathrooms.
And the free parking. But seriously, you've got patriotic music by the best in our city. You have fireworks, barbecue, ice cream, everything all-American, absolutely everything.
The concert starts at 8, so you have plenty of time to have your picnic or be at the Star Spangled Supper and then come out and enjoy the concert. And the fireworks start at dark.
So how do people get tickets for the barbecue, Kim?
Well, they can go online at theatercenter.com. That's R-E-R-E, theatercenter.com. Or they can call the box office Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, at 423-267-8534. So you do need those advance reservations so that we can count on you coming. So call or get on the website and let us know that you want to come have some barbecue.
And again, the website address is ChattanoogaTheatreCenter.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.